If you had a sudden expense of $400, could you pay for it right now? Nearly half of people in the Atlanta area say it would be a real challenge. That's according to a new survey from the Atlanta Regional Commission. WABE's Kate Sweeney explains.
Half of us could pay in cash. Another quarter would put the charge on a credit card or borrow the money. And the rest of us would either pawn something or couldn't pay at all. During nap time at a downtown daycare center, this 33-year-old teacher, she asked that we not use her name, says she's facing that kind of surprise expense.
You know, I have some car trouble, so I've been having to ride the train this week, and I might have to ride it for the next 2 weeks.
It's challenging enough to keep up with car payments, and last year she had emergency gallbladder surgery.
So I'm still trying to catch up with that, and it's hard for me to get a savings because I know I'm going to have to go into that savings to get what I need.
There's a whole other reality that people are experiencing where they seem afloat, but it is so tenuous.
Jenna Baugh is with the United Way of Metro Atlanta, which partnered with the ARC on the survey.
And I think the improvements from the recession aren't being felt all the way. People are going from unemployed to employed, but they're not yet financially stable.
Baugh says a huge number of people calling the United Way's financial helpline have jobs. They just can't save enough for normal emergencies like minor surgery or a car repair, which can be a big problem in a car-centric city like Atlanta. Baugh says that as a region, this financial tightrope should sound alarm bells.
We're growing, we have great signs of improvement, and yet kind of right behind the veil, all is not well.
The daycare worker we talked with, she's working toward a degree in early childhood education, but sometimes it's hard to keep her eyes on her goals.
What would you do now if something else happened that you had to pay for? What would you do?
And actually myself and my mom was talking about that last night, and I really can't say, because anything could happen. I understand that, but that I wouldn't know.
Kate Sweeney, WABE News.